That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures, and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to January. My goodness, the week went fast. And here we are, I'm on the East Coast with snow and all kinds of icy weather and everything else. Tonight, I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Belinda Womack, and she is the author of The 12 Archangels
basically in what they do, and I know they've given her a lot of messages. Let me tell you a little bit about Belinda. She is a scientist by training with dual master degrees in microbiology and environmental science. Belinda Womack is a spiritual counselor who has been channeling angelic wisdom to support individuals, couples, and families for over 25 years. The author of Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. Belinda is also the creator of the 12 Archangels University, an online Change Your Everyday Reality to Heaven on Earth educational platform. This is very exciting. Good evening, Belinda. How are you?
I am great, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for having me as a guest on your show this evening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I just want to tell our listeners that we did have 5 minutes of technical problems, but we are here. And let's start with, I want to know about this book. Can you give us a little synopsis of it?
Well, the book is channeled from a group of angels that call themselves the 12 Archangels of the Central Sun, and it was created to be used every day. You can ask the angels questions and just open up the book wherever it wants to open. It's very simple. Yeah, it's simple to understand, but facilitates powerful, powerful transformation and help when and where you need it.
It's always wonderful when we get our messages from the higher area, isn't it?
Well, I can't imagine getting them from anywhere else because,
Well,
right? That's
that we have this access now. So you write about your experiences in a biology lab doing stem cell research when you were visited by an archangel, an experience that eventually led you to leave your career and start working with angels. Tell us about that experience and how you transitioned from working as a scientist as a spiritual messenger and counselor teacher. And do you know the name of the archangel?
So the archangel that came to visit me was definitely Gabriel, and I recognized the angel because of the trumpet. That's what kind of gave it away. So I call it my, just real quick, I call it my out-of-laboratory experience. I was working on a stem cell sample, and all of a sudden I found myself in a stone room that was round and it had a dirt floor, and so a very ancient room. And I was very, very confused, you know, where am I? I was just in a lab, what am I doing here? And then in this beautiful golden stream of love light, there was a huge angel with ruby and gold robes with a trumpet, and so that's what clued me in. It must be Gabriel. And the angel just spoke to me telepathically and said, "Belinda,
Telepathic.
telepathically, your work is going to change. We need you to help human beings to remember that they are God's divine children." And I was like, "I don't think I have the credentials for this. I'm supposed to be a
And
biologist,
they
so."
said there's no such thing, right?
Well, in the end, Gabriel said, "You know, you can resist us, but we think we're going to win." So I call it being drafted by the angels.
So there's 12 of them. And why are there 12 archangels? I know there's 12 chakras because I just finished my book on the new spiritual chakras. So there's 12 archangels, and what purpose do they serve?
So, Elizabeth, the 12 archangels say that there's actually many, many archangels. Their number is symbolic, and it means evolution, right? Just like you have discovered 12 chakras. They say that the number 12 means that we move through cycles, just like the 12 signs of the zodiac or the 12
That's
months
true.
Of the year, and that their role is to really to help us here on Schoolroom Earth, as they call it, to help us to evolve into living happier and healthier and just more fulfilling lives.
And I do know, Belinda, let me share with you that I have written a book, a chapter on angels. I've been teaching about angels for years, and I know that they're all, that the whole kit and caboodle is run by Saint Michael. He's the leader of all the archangels. And as I understand it, there's groups of angels. They're not all archangels. There's groups of angels, just like we have groups of government or groups of states and cities and towns. And each one has its own vibration. And yes, they all are here to serve and to help us grow as human beings. and to help us access a part of our brains that we have not used before. So do you believe that there's more than two strands of DNA?
Well, so the way that the angels talk about that is they say that we have a tremendous amount of untapped information stored within our human genome. And so, but they ask us to also remember that we're in a physical container. So it's more about waking up genes that actually exist within us more than multiplying two strands into 12, because then we would have to multiply our size by six times. But their whole journey with us is to help us to, you know, just let's let go of the genetic information, especially what's caught in the subconscious that we no longer need, so that the DNA that we do need can awaken, it can be activated, and again, we can basically be more peaceful and calm within ourselves, tap into that divinity.
And that's wonderful. And I do regression work, and I also do energy clearing work. I have for years. And I know that even in past life, experiences can affect us in all lifetimes. So I call it untying the knots. And there are wonderful tools and ways of letting go of the gunk that we hang on to, the regrets, the fears, and the upsets. And it's wonderful that we have our guides and angels there for us. What assignment did they give you?
So I think my primary assignment is to help human beings to remember that there is a divine child that lives within them. And that divine child is the same as our inner child, but when we connect that way, it can open a clear door, a clear access to our superconscious, to our intuition. And it keeps things pure and simple. And it also helps to remember we're children of Mother, Father, God, and we are provided for and we are cared for. We just need to remember that and kind of get out of our own way. So I would say, in a nutshell, that's my mission.
Well, that's great. And what do the angels mean when they tell us humans that we can create like their creator? If this is true, why is our world so full of suffering and chaos?
Well, Elizabeth, as you well know, we human beings create with our thoughts and with our emotions. And very often, more than sometimes 90% of the thought material we're using to create with is stuck in our subconscious. And it is all wrapped up in those past life memories and ancestral stuff that we've inherited. So when we, you know, transform that subconscious and we allow more love to flow in, that's what the angels are big about. Let's bring love in where it's been missing. Then we have new material to create like the creator, because then we're creating with positive thoughts, loving feelings, clear emotion, and that's how we really can create more and more heaven on earth in our everyday lives. It's really very simple, but it does take some persistence, as you well know and as you teach your students as well.
Right. I wrote three books called my trilogy, and they're all the classes that I've ever taught. And in book three, I have a very large chapter on angels. And I believe that I've taught people how to have an angel altar. And I wanted to ask you about that. Have you ever told somebody to create an angel altar? Because it becomes very powerful. As a matter of fact, when you walk by it, if you've been meditating, you can feel a vibration coming from the altar after you've used it for a while.
No, my dear, that's not something that that I've work with, because I just kind of stay in that vibration. That's pretty much where I live. Those 12 archangels are my good friends. So
right,
the work that I
helping yeah. people get to that vibration. Many, many people are not there. So I guess that would be the way that you are asking them to communicate. And I know that you could have a way to help people communicate with angels.
Right. So the way that it works through the work that they asked me to do is through guided imagery. And so it would be an inner altar. It would be to come into the heart. So I'm sure that it's all the same, just done in a different way.
Some people like to have an altar, and then they can find
sure
it easier to get in and get their own altar. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have some calls coming in, Belinda. Are you open to taking a call?
Sure.
Okay. Heidi from Pennsylvania. Are you calling about angels, Heidi?
I am.
Oh, good. Well, what would you like to ask Belinda?
Well, I had a question because I do some work in the Akashic Records, and I feel really comfortable working with myself, but I have some resistance with working with others, and mm-hmm. I call upon Archangel Michael a lot, and I was calling to get more guidance on how to, I guess, maybe establish more of a practice than working with others.
So, Heidi, what I hear for you, my dear, is that it's really an issue of trusting your own giftedness. And what the angels teach is that if you don't have it, ask Source or Mother, Father, God to fill you with it. So if mm-hmm. you could just do a very simple visualization, the colors come in like a rainbow, and so it's all the colors of the chakras, but especially that emerald green really helps to fill us with trust. And if you just say a little mantra inside of your heart, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother, Father, God, my Creator, Divine Source, Divine Oneness, for filling every cell of me, every molecule, every atom, and space between my atoms with trust in myself, trust in my giftedness, and inspiration to open my mouth so that the truth can flow out of me and help others. And they say that if you can just do that little practice, it will help you. Nothing's really in your way except a little bit more trust in yourself is what's needed.
Like self-confidence. Belinda, there's some people calling. We are inundated with telephone calls, and I'd like to ask you, are you able to give someone a message from an angel tonight?
As long as I have a little bit of specific on what the area is, because that makes it easier for the angels.
Okay. Well, let's have Leah come in. Are you there, Leah? Leah? Okay. So let's continue then. I think that they got a little bit. I wasn't sure if you could do that. So how do angels and science work together? That's always fascinated me.
Well, angels are actually quite logical in that they do ask for us to use both parts of our brain, to use a cliche of the left and the right hemisphere. They ask mm-hmm. that when we connect with spiritual guidance and bring it through for ourselves, which is just our own intuition, listening to that inner voice, to make sure it's grounded, to make sure it makes good common sense. And they also encourage us to test things. If we want to know that angels are real, they say it's perfectly okay with them to say, show me, you know, show me. I need a parking space is a very simple way. Or, right? I need help with this headache. And that we human beings, our brain was designed that we need proof. We need evidence. Don't be afraid to ask for that. Angels are going to come through, as well as, of course, all the other guides and helpers in heaven.
And they also will help you with a block or a problem that you have, like finding a job or buying the house that you want. I've used them many, many times to help with that. They kind of melt the resistance. Remember that whatever you ask for, whatever you want to know, is not just for you. It's for the energies and for everyone concerned in the event. That's why it takes time. You have to have balance with every person involved. Isn't that true, Belinda?
Absolutely, Elizabeth. It sure is true.
Now, Michelle did call back. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, hello.
Good. Did you want to ask Belinda a question about angels?
Well, I had signs from Spirit.
Go ahead. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
No, we can't.
What is your question, Michelle?
Well, I met this guy 21 years ago, and I got signs from Spirit to reach out to him. So I'm just wondering if he's the one.
So
I don't think there's any answer for that. I don't think there's any answer for that, but go ahead, Belinda. What do you think?
Well, so what I hear for you, Michelle, is that you need to find out. You know, you need to find out because you see there's a soul, there's a heart, there's a personality. And for the man to be right for you, you have to have all of that in alignment. And so you need to fill up with courage and explore that. Knock at the door. Is he receptive? Do you create a friendship? All of these things are necessary here on Schoolroom Earth. It's just part of our learning and learning to love ourselves and learning how to be vulnerable. So that's the message I hear for you. I don't know what Elizabeth might hear for you.
Well, Michelle, are you in touch with this person now?
Well, yeah, I reached out.
Oh, good.
And we exchanged emails. I said happy birthday. So the ball's in his court.
No, the ball isn't in his court, Michelle. The ball is not in anybody's court. He didn't respond. You could say, thinking about you after your birthday, you know, how are you? How are you doing in your life? Or whatever question you feel you want to ask him. And then see if there's a response. Because he's probably just as scared of you as you are of him.
Yeah, he is scared. He did respond. That was a year ago.
Okay. So then there's your answer. There's your answer. Okay? If love ain't there, it ain't there. That's an old cliche. But I will say that if he has not responded to you since then, to move on and to allow yourself to meet others. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Sometimes we just get a message because somebody's going to be there to help us through some kind of a bad time. I remember I do a soulmate exercise on New Year's, and I look into the candle flame and look into a mirror and ask to see a face of a soulmate. And I'm telling you, I've done this many times, and I have seen many, many photographs of people. Men that I'm going to be meeting throughout the year, and I always meet them, and there's always a reason. It's never love, peace, and harmony. It's always, one time it was a man that helped me out of a car accident, another time it was a man that helped me find a lost item, another time it was somebody that was comfort when I was going through some sadness. So instead of looking for a commitment, a man on a white horse, somebody to run away with me, the Cinderella syndrome, I learn that every single time there's a message about somebody, it's because of whatever cycle we're in, like Belinda talked about. It's a cycle. Somebody's coming to help you. If it clicks, it does, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, so Belinda, let me ask you my question. What does astrology play in your work? How does that work for you?
So the 12 archangels have other identities as the planets that move around the zodiac. So your favorite angel of Archangel Michael is the same as Saturn. And so Saturn comes through our transits and through our natal charts to teach us what we no longer need, right? To get in touch with our truth. Yes. What is our essence?
Is the Father. He's the Father.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So astrology is great because it can really help us to know where are we on our journey and what lesson are we being asked to kind of master right now. And it can help us to understand our sensitivities, our setup, things that we need to work through.
Right, and that's all determined in the astrological chart. All of the lessons that you promised that you would learn in this lifetime are set up in cycle sequences. And we may not know exactly what they are, but we know when the energy is coming, which is why it's always good to have an astrology reading. It's so interesting. You know, I'm one of two sets of identical twins. So my twin sister and I had very similar charts. You can't get much more similar than that. And we had the same lessons, but learned them so differently, in such different ways. It was very, very interesting as an experience.
I'm sure that it was very interesting as an experience. And, you know, it's still all about vibration.
Right,
you know,
right.
Our lessons come to us on the vibration of both of our soul as also as our journey and just kind of our willingness to evolve. So that's also why lessons are presented to us in very different ways.
And I think that every lesson helps to raise your vibration. I think that's important to learn.
We do have another willingness, yes.
Right. We have another caller, Anne. Anne, are you there? She has a question about an angel.
Yes, I'm here. My question is about, well, first of all, I try to talk to my angels like every day because I feel like they can help me as I go about my day. And I don't know if I always feel like I'm heard. But my question is I want to use an angel to reach out to my sister. We were close when my father was alive, but when he passed away, which is several years ago, everything changed in my family. The dynamics changed, and we're estranged now, and it's to do with my older brother and some things that happened, and I miss her, and I want to get to be friends again, so I'm asking about how to use an angel to do that.
Okay, Anne. Well, first of all, yes, of course your angel's here. Every request, intention, thought, and feeling that you have, they're always there. As far as communicating with your sister, what they recommend is that you just use the angel airwaves. You know, you just ask your angels to communicate with your sister's angels, or you can also do this through your little Anne, the beautiful divine child that lives within you, and have that child within communicate with your sister's inner child and just say, I send you love, I send you peace, and I would love to reunite, and I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have said that in my mind, but I actually did, since it's a new year, I sent her a letter and a little gift for her pets and kind of said that in the letter. But since that time, that was like a week ago, and I've been saying that in my head because I'm not sure if I'll even get a response, you know, from her,
yeah, but,
I mean.
And, honey, don't expect a response. Ask for her heart to soften. Don't expect a response. Let it be what she needs to do in her own way and ask for her heart to soften. Send her some of the gold light. Surround her with the gold light that the angels bring. And tell your angel that you're ready, and could your angel create a balance between you?
Yeah, that would be nice because, as I said, we were close, and I helped her through a really difficult time when my brothers weren't helping her, and then everything changed, and because she's more dependent on them financially, and it's just complicated.
Yep.
Yeah. She misses you, too.
You think so?
She does.
I do think so.
I was really there for her when no one else was, and for more than a year, and right after her father died.
Remember, honey, that she's in fear and she's still in grief about losing her father. She's in fear.
Yeah.
She may not know how she's going to be able to take care of herself. So ask for the angel to soften the fear. Don't you think, Belinda?
Always. Always. That's what angels love to do, is to help move fear out of the way and transform it back into love. But I just hear, too, it's what Elizabeth is saying, Anne, is this is going to take some patience and some perseverance just to stay gentle and loving in your own heart and try not to go into abandonment and rejection. Just try and hold the force of love. And
right.
I've been trying to do that. It's just, when you talk about take care of herself, that's just it. I was taking care of her, and then because my brothers wouldn't, and then a legal thing came about over my father's estate, and they needed her on their side, so now she's dependent on my oldest brother, and he doesn't want me around. That's the problem.
Well, they're only afraid that you're going to take. That will just keep praying for the softening, honey. And it will resolve. It may take a couple of years, but it will resolve itself because you know that it has to. Because people cannot.
Well, it's just really awful. My brother wanted, we were close and he pushed me out.
Of course. Anyway, honey, thank you for calling Let's Find Out. I'm thrilled that you're a listener and I'm sure we'll talk another time. Thank you. We have more calls coming in.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
We have one more, Belinda. We have Kelly. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what did you want to ask Belinda?
I don't know if it's my angels talking to me or my mind, and I keep having dreams or repeat. I'm in a relationship, and it's calm and good, but like we have a blow up here and there, and I just don't know if my angels are telling me to like move on, or my mind is.
So your angels, my dear Kelly, are going to be in alignment with your own intuition. They're not going to give you a different, you know, answer. So if you want to know if what you're hearing is coming from your angels and your higher self, then you're going to feel that confirmation in your physical body, meaning that when that truth flows in, you'll feel a peace and a calm. You'll be able to breathe. So when it's from your ego mind, you're going to feel a contraction. You can feel an anxiety that comes with that.
So, Kelly, do yourself a favor and do an exercise, okay?
Okay.
I want you to be completely alone in a room, get yourself into a meditative state, and ask yourself, how do I see my life without this person? And feel your body get so sensitive. How do I see my life continuing on with this person? How do I see my life without this person? And let your body tell you the answer. You will get it. Don't be afraid of going through it. Look at the other side. Look at the result. If I stay with him, what's the result? If I leave, what's the result? It may take a little time, but you will get your answer.
Okay. And then are dreams from angels, or is that just a little separate?
Dreams come from a lot of different sources. Sometimes they're coming from your angels. Sometimes they're coming from your subconscious. Sometimes they're coming from your higher self. Sometimes they're coming from your relatives and loved ones and ancestors in heaven. But just remember that very often they have many symbolic components, and so it's just helpful to work with those elements in the dream, and you can always just say, okay, what is this, you know, what is this part of the dream trying to tell me? What is it trying to communicate to me?
And I do want to say one thing, Kelly. I do dream interpretation. If you do ever have a question, you can ask me offline. Thank you for listening. Let's find out, Kelly.
Thank you. Blessings, lady. Blessings.
Thank you. Belinda, this is wonderful. In the lessons from the 12 archangels, they repeat that humanity has the ability to live on earth as we do in heaven. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that and how can we do this?
Well, heaven is a vibration. It's where there is just the vibration or frequency of love. There's no fear. So they just encourage us to transform the fear within us. They say, look, it's simple. Work with the energy that's in your chakra. So, for example, that violet fire that's in our crown chakra, if we have something that we're afraid of, we can just imagine that we're filled with that violet, beautiful purple color, and the fear is going to be transformed back into love. So it's a simple process, and as we continue just to dive into those fears and those old beliefs, like we are a big, juicy onion, we can peel those layers off very quickly. Every time we do that, we make space within our vessel for more love. And love within us creates love without us. And in a quick, you know, sentence, that's how we create heaven on earth.
I agree with you. You know, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, my guest is Belinda Womack, and we're talking about angels. She's written a wonderful book about the 12 archangels, and we're going to go on with more questions, and we could take another call or two, but we have to do the break first, so we'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 8th through January 14th, 2018. The week begins with the moon in diplomatic Libra, and the life-giving sun is aligned with the romantic planet Venus. This is a great combination for relationships and or can bring some challenging conversations. The monkey-making planet Mercury changes signs this week, so be aware that some nice planets are going to align with intense Pluto by Tuesday, so you're going to need the velvet-covered boxing gloves early in the week. On Tuesday, the Sun joins Venus and then Pluto in Capricorn. This trio reminds us about our close relationships and that anything can be transformed through the power of love. That goes for business as well as romance. On Wednesday, mental Mercury moves into Capricorn for the rest of January. Structured thinking is supported, like the architect bringing in an idea into form. Make a plan, then work the plan. Allow yourself to get focused and on a time schedule for the next 2 weeks. Enjoy how you'll see everything getting finished and complete. Thursday, Mercury merges with Saturn as we enter the weekend. Although this energy could cause depressed feelings, especially in the middle of winter, remind yourself that Capricorn can bring on a dry sense of humor, giving us a smile and reminding us, don't take everything so seriously. There is a mixed tone for the coming weekend. A Sagittarian moon wants to party or head out into nature, perhaps go skiing or sledding in the snow. Friday is more practical and down-to-earth focused. Saturday has mixed results, such as those times in a relationship when you can't decide if you want to be friends or lovers. Approach Saturday without expectations or a rigid agenda, and it will be a more fun day for you. There could be some unexpected challenges, short-term, with your social events. Don't give in to temptation. Expect the unexpected on Sunday morning when an eccentric Uranus challenges the self-identity Sun. Adjust to the changes, but don't make a lot of promises before Sunday evening, and you will be just fine. Now it's time to return to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and tonight's guest. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times through light and love shining through the darkness and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy feel-good book. It is a well-written practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same.
Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer, as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. Time? 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com. Or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Kathy Robel and Angels Among Us, which fits with our guest tonight, Belinda Womack, who has written a book about the 12 archangels. Hi, Belinda, come on back.
Hi, Elizabeth, I'm here.
We were having a talk about humanity and love and how important it is to have that wonderful love feeling for us to progress as human beings. And the question is, in Lessons from the 12 Archangels, the book that you wrote, angels repeat that humanity has the ability to live on earth as we do in heaven. And how can we do this?
So the main ingredients that we really need as human beings, according to the 12 archangels, is that we need attention, affection, and acknowledgement. And we can give these wonderful gifts to ourselves, and we can share them with those that we love. But those are key ingredients to really help us to evolve and to allow more love to flow into us. Love within us is what manifests heaven on the outside, like in our environment, in our experiences, and in our relationships.
Why is creating a happy childhood, no matter how old you are, important to achieving your goal and into manifesting abundance?
It is by connecting with the child within and honoring that this child is beloved by Mother, Father, God, and by all of the angels and guides, that we can really restore the happiness within us. So no matter what kind of childhood we may have had, to understand that we deserve to have that happy childhood now, which is going to look different, of course, as we are adults than we were as children. You know, but to give ourselves that birthright, because the angels always see us as children, that allows us to, you know, focus our intentions and focus our prayers. When we tap into that child, which is the same as our heart center, what is it that we really desire? What is it that's really missing for us? And that, to lift that prayer up and to have that prayer answered by receiving those miracles is what really, again, is going to help us to move forward, have far more heaven in our everyday lives, and really change the world one happy heart at a time.
Oh, and is it possible to communicate with other angels and angels in nature?
Absolutely.
And can we communicate with the archangels? I wanted to add that, Belinda.
Yes. First of all, the angels hear us, and we shared that with a caller earlier. And all we need to do in order to communicate with the angels is just what they ask is that we do come as a little child. We come in that from that pure heart place, and we just, you know, talk. We just say, thank you. You know, they respond very well to gratitude. Thank
they
you
do.
For helping me. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for loving me, angel.
We do have a caller that wants to tell a story to you. Her name is Christine from New York. Christine, are you there?
Yes, hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
We don't have too much time, so can you say it in one sentence? What's the story?
Oh, well, quickly, I have a friend that last St. Patrick's Day was killed in a car accident. And the story that was related to the family was that the police, when they arrived at the scene, saw two women that were by her car praying. And, of course, when they arrived, they, you know, came with the ambulance and tried to help my friend. And when they looked for these two women, they were completely gone. There was no car anywhere around her. This happened in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The family couldn't understand, like, who were these two women that were with her at the accident before the police even arrived? So I'm just wondering if that could have been angels that were there to help her, because she wound up dying in the hospital.
So whether they were actual angels that came into the physical reality or whether they were human beings acting as angels, what the archangels say is just say thank you. Just say thank you. And they say that, yes, angels will materialize, and that's likely what happened here, but they don't really want to commit. They want to say just hear that even human beings can be angelic in the way that they take care and find tenderness for one another, especially during times of crisis. And your friend, of course, sends you lots of love and gratitude.
Yes, thank you. My feeling is that it happened in a very rural area, and the police couldn't understand where these two women came from and just completely disappeared. And what was so bizarre is that her name was Patricia. She was a nurse, and she died on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's karma, I suppose. Anyway, Christine, yeah. know that that was a very beautiful thing and that she's at peace. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Thank you.
We're approaching the end of the program, Belinda, but I do have to ask you one so important question. With the world in such turmoil, it is often challenging to feel much hope for humanity. What message do the 12 archangels have for us as we close tonight? What do we need to be left with on the planet?
Their message is, beautiful human beings, first of all, know, breathe, just breathe. When you breathe, you're bringing in love, you bring in life, and you bring in consciousness. We are here. We walk among you. We hold you in our arms, and we say to you, choose love. Focus on love. This is the greatest power, far greater than fear. As you focus your minds on this, you become truly an instrument of change, a change for the good of all. Blessings and love to all of you.
That was beautiful, Belinda. Can you please tell us how we can contact you and how to get your book?
So my book is available through my publisher, which is Inner Traditions, so that's innertraditions.com, or, of course, on amazon.com. You can find me and my classes that I offer on my website, which is just my name, belindawomack.com.
And her information is on the BBS Radio website, too. So if you do get the archive, you can certainly go to the Let's Find Out website or into the general area, because she's listed under her name and all of her information is available. Thank you so much for being with us, Belinda. You really have brought a great light to tonight's show, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me as your guest. I appreciate it, too.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get ready for our meditation. And I wanted to just speak a little bit about next week. We're having another author, and her name is Kavita, and she has written about coming together, the way home to love. So it's another subject on how to improve our love, which we never tire of. Now we are ready. We're going to hear Dreams Come True from Elizabeth Hepburn, and then we're going to do the meditation, Meld Into the Light, and we end it with Angels. The Angels Are Welcome by David Young. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week.
I have been waiting for this dream to come true, when you'd walk into the mirror and become really you, and while dancing in your soul, share your sacredness with the earth, when you would awaken, child of the universe, living in your beauty, walking in your light, the courage to be who you are, how it gives your soul flight. And as you've claimed yourself, your dreams have come true. All you have dreamed of has been found within you. Oh, how beautiful. You are a dream come true. How beautiful you are.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.